Once again, on Friday, Todd Akin announced he will not drop out of the senatorial race against Claire McCaskill.
We're going to be here through the November election, and we're going to be here to win.
The comment on rape and pregnancy that prompted many top Republicans, including presidential candidate Mitt Romney, to implore Akin to abandon his run, came in an interview last weekend.
If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Opponent incumbent Claire McCaskill called Akin's remark ignorant and insensitive, but said,
"These party bigwigs are coming down on him and saying that he needs to kick sand in the face of the Republican primary voters."
Akin just won't throw in the towel, despite polls showing the backlash is affecting other key races. One even had Mitt Romney trailing President Obama in very Republican Missouri.
I may not be the favorite candidate of some people within the Republican establishment, but the voters made a decision, and this is an election. It's not a selection.
Akin faces a tough run without the millions of dollars withdrawn by national GOP committees. It was the same week Kansas Republican Congressman Kevin Yoder faced the bare facts about a late-night skinny dip he took in the Sea of Galilee. Yoder said he had been drinking wine but was not drunk.
It was really much more of a spontaneous moment with members at the Sea of Galilee, which is obviously a special place, and wanted to be part of that.
Yoder is unopposed in November. Kansas City's city council got a citizen satisfaction survey showing improved ratings and an ultimatum from advertising executives, including Lamar Outdoor's Jim Bowers, on a proposed billboard tax.
There will be litigation.
The council committee backed off on the tax to go toward billboard ordinance enforcement, but a compromise billboard permit fee idea sparked the longest floor debate yet for the current city council, causing member Scott Taylor to comment,
"We can talk something to death if we try."
The billboard measure will not go to the voters in November. Neither will an initiative barring any additional incentives for nuclear weapons manufacturers. But the council did put raising the retirement age for judges on the ballot. An appeals court ruled that charter schools don't have to chip in on the Kansas City School District's bond indebtedness costs. Doug Thaman is executive director of the Missouri Charter School Association.
It's time to bring this issue to closure and, back to focusing on educating children.
No money will change hands. It just means the charter schools don't have to send any back. And a Kansas district attorney finished his investigation of meetings Governor Sam Brownback had with legislators and found they violated the Sunshine Law, but out of ignorance, not intent. The Kansas Press Association's Doug Anstadt called the report a hollow victory.
His decision to basically do nothing other than maybe potentially a little bit of admonishment to the legislators is disappointing.
But the investigation also revealed that in Kansas, legislatures are required to give notice of meetings only to persons who have requested them in advance. And those who didn't can't file complaints. This is KCUR.